The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to the entertainment and restaurant world of Chicago is brought to you in part by Howard Frum Jewelers. Want to buy a watch? Howard is your man. HowardFrum.com, 312-332-5999. Purely Meats, where you can buy meat that can't be beat. PurelyMeat.com. The offices of State Farm, Dan De La Cruz, 630-516-0092, and or 847-324-9595, and the good folks at Meal Village. Fresh, ready-to-eat meals at www.mealvillage.com or call 1-888-610-2232. And it's another happy Sunday. Here we are at WCPT. I'm Al Breslov, Around the Town Chicago, along with Frank Mecha. And we are happy to be here. It's a
kind
Sunday.
Of,
it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday.
And it's not rainy.
And it's not rainy. It's not snowing. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's just a Sunday. Sunday. And our phone number here is 773-763-9278. Those of you who want to participate online, who want to just go to www.wcpt820.com, and the cameras are on as well, so you can get us on Facebook, and you can push a button, I guess, and get us. Jane's been out of town all week, and she's been in Connecticut.
And you're a bachelor for a week.
I've been a bachelor for a week, and I'll tell you about my injuries. And one of the things that I told her this morning was that make sure that the Ingbers, which is our family in Connecticut, that they know that they can actually take part in the show by going online. So hopefully she remembered, because you never know.
Yeah, it is live on Facebook. You go to Facebook Live and it's right there.
Yeah, so there we are. So I have a little injury and I hurt myself. Actually, this is the third visit I made to the immediate care center.
Since Jane's gone.
And here's the thing, you know, so I went in there and I know everybody by name now, and they said, starting next week, where it says patient parking, number three will say patient parking L. Oh, so okay. I'll know it's my spot, so I just pull right in, go in. But I cut myself on a weird thing. I decided to shave, even though Jane's not here. And I went to open a brand new package of, like, Bic-type razors, little plastic razors for, like, 10 for $10 or $5, whatever. And I reached in. And the only one out of the dozen or ten that were in there, only one of them didn't have that little plastic cover.
Yeah.
That's the one that reached out and got my thumb and ripped it right open. Okay, so I went, and they don't stitch you now. They glue.
Everything is glued and stuff.
Yeah, so it's actually like super glue. And, you know, so, but instead of gluing my fingers together, they just glued that one spot, and it's starting to, you can see it's dried up a little bit, but it has a weird, weird look to it. So anybody who's watching it, this is my thumb. This is my thumb.
If you look up the chemical formula for it, it is identical to super glue, except it's missing one hydrocarbon. That's it.
And that's one that keeps you from sticking to anything forever and ever.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my story. And Frank, of course, was supposed to be joining us from Florida.
Of course.
And
of
he's
course
not.
So, and, I'm here.
Another little mishap.
You know what? I have them all the time. I'm just getting used to it. And now I understand why they say, do you sure you want insurance on this trip?
Right.
Buy the insurance.
Right. Well, yeah, we know that. That's a good way to go. So I'm getting the feeling like the light at the end of the tunnel is starting to get a little brighter. Mm-hmm. My website is around the townchicago.com. Things that we are going to talk about, you'll find answers to quizzes, and we do have some quizzes that we want to make sure you have a chance to win things. That's why it's important to write down 773-763-9278, program your phone to automatically dial it, whatever way you want to do it. Oil Lamp Theater is having auditions. It's a non-equity audition, so people who are interested in being in theater who have never, you know, are not union members but haven't gotten that, maybe they've done community theater or whatever, here's an opportunity to get paid to do a play. Oil Lamp is in Glenview, real nice little theater. So they have the character they're looking for is somebody the age range of 35 to 50 for a guy, and the character's name is Matt, and the girl Sally is also in the 35 to 50.
Anything special about them?
No, I don't. Yeah, well, here's the thing. Go to Theater in Chicago.
Yes.
And .com, and you can go to auditions, and you can see this, among others. But this one I noticed only because it's in my neighborhood. You know, it's up,
okay.
I'm not that I was going to go audition for, because it says 35 to 50.
You could play the 50-year-old.
I don't know that I can pull that one off. I can try, but I don't know that I can.
But enough makeup and wax, I can make you look 45.
Okay, let's try to think about that one.
But you know how we know we're getting into spring? Did you hear what it's opening up next week?
What?
The Lincoln Park Conservatory.
All
for
right.
The Spring Flower Show.
Okay. A lot of things are going to start happening. And that's one of the things that's really important, though, for our listeners and for everybody out there is to heed the rules and regulations. To get your vaccination. If you haven't gotten it, it's open, I think, to everybody now. So just go get it.
The only thing is, it is open to everybody. It's just hard still getting a slot for a lot of people.
Well, it seems like they're making more and more available. And I think the thing is, if you just persevere a little bit, it's going to be easier. The most important thing is that people are going to places. I talked to my friend Barry, who lives in Florida, and they went to the theater. Now, they're much more open there. But even at the theaters there, you had to wear your mask. And if you took your mask off, the usher came by and
backslapped you.
Put it back on. And I think that's the right way to do
it. That's the right way to do it. Just wear a mask. When we went to that theater, I went to that play just a month ago, everybody had to wear a mask, and we were spaced out in the theater. Even the regular movie theaters are doing that. I think you can only take it off if you're putting popcorn in your mouth.
Well, they say that at Wrigley Field, the people that went to Wrigley Field said that as long as you had a beer or food, they would let you take the mask off. But if you didn't eat or drink, and even though you had a beer sitting in that little cup holder, that's really wrong. I mean, you're talking and you're yelling and you're screaming, and when you scream, things do come out there. Germs do move along with the screaming, whether it's good or bad. All right, I put a little article up, and I talked a little bit about the French market. We're going to go check out the French market in the next week or two. But in the meantime, for those of you who don't know it, Chicago has a market, a French market, over on Clinton Street, or Canal Street. Let me just double check here. It's on the best. It's going right now. It's being judged on this. The French market. You go to ChicagoFrenchMarket.com and you can get some information. But there is a way for you to vote for them. To get them, they were running number 5 or number 6 in the nation. As markets go, and we want to help them if we can. So take a little read the article on Around the Town of Chicago, and you can vote. It tells you how to link right to it, vote for them, and then go try them. There's restaurants like the sushi, there's Buen Appetito, there's Cubana Brothers, Happy Lobster, Cajun Chicken, there's all kinds of restaurants. So we're going to go there and check it out.
So you are right. It's on Clinton Street, 131 North Clinton, between Washington and Randolph.
Yeah, so it's a great location. And if you go downtown, I think they even work a thing out. If you check with them, I think if you spend some, like $20-some-odd, they'll give you an hour's worth of parking.
Oh, that's that.
So go have lunch. Yeah, I'm sure they're hurting because so many people aren't working downtown right now.
I was just down there the other day. During the middle of the day, so I had to pick up a friend at noon to take him to get his shot, which was all the way in Winfield. And it wasn't that crowded downtown. Normally, noontime in Chicago, every corner is filled with people, you know, trying to get something to eat.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to get around that way. So, all right, Bridgeport Art Center. I want to tell people that they are having, if you're an artist and you want to be in their competition, the deadline is April 15th. IRS did extend theirs to May. The Bridgeport Art Center did not. Okay, Bridgeport Art Center, the deadline is April 15th. If you want to get information about this, if you're an artist looking to get your work seen and maybe win prizes, all you have to do is go to Bridgeport bridgeportart.com. And speaking of bridgeportart.com, this Friday coming up from 6 o'clock till 9, they will have an open, they do have the third Friday, they call it, where artists will have their doors open so people can walk through. There's no charge. And you can meet artists. You can see their work. I think you can buy stuff as well. And if you're going to Bridgeport, why not go to Polo Cafe?
Is he open?
Polo Cafe is open, yes. 3322 South Morgan, polocafe.com. Just, if you do go there, we don't, you know, we're not giving away anything at this point, but just go in and tell him that Al sent you. Ask for Dave. Tell him that Al sent you. I'm sure he'll take care of you. He'll do a little something for you. Because he's one of our good friends. He's been a friend from day one.
And this has been hard on him, I know, because this place is so small.
Yeah,
so.
A lot of the banquets and, of course, a lot of the cemetery things that he used to get all these in the banquet hall. He would get these things after the cemeteries. They would come for lunch. You know, there was no funerals, so it made it a little hard. Okay, as I'm drinking, and before we talk to our guests, we they're getting them on the air right now, getting them ready. Before we talk to them, I'm drinking my coffee out of my Special Gifts Theater mug. Yes, you didn't bring yours.
I got a hat and I got a shirt from them.
I know, but you're supposed to bring I brought you a coffee mug. You took it home.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I'll have to clean up the car. Oh, I do. It's wrapped up in the shirt now.
Yeah, it makes it hard to wear the shirt either. All right, but they're doing Mary Poppins Jr., a virtual performance of it, April 17th and 18th, which is coming up. You can get information at specialgiftstheater.org/tickets. /4-upcoming-shows. I think if you just go to their website,
Just go to the website. It's so much easier.
Yeah, and they do some really, really nice work. And I wanted to make sure that before we got to talk to our guests, because they do theater with Junior's Theater, and that's who we're going to be talking to, is Stacy Flaster and Liz Fauntory from the Performer School.
Yeah.
That's theperformerschool.com. So I think, are they both ready to take out? So you want to put them on, or can you click that for me?
You can talk to them.
All right. Ladies?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Happy Hello. Sunday. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
How are you both?
Great. Well, how about you?
How are you, Al?
We're good. I'm good. I'm waiting for tomorrow. Tomorrow I get to pick up Jane and take my wife home, and then we can sit down and find out about all the wonderful things that happened while she was in Connecticut with her other grandkids.
Oh, nice.
So we are talking about the Performer School, and you are doing two shows, right?
Correct, yes. And we are doing two cinematic productions, one of Les Miserables School Edition and one of Beauty and the Beast Junior, and both of them will be streaming in late May and early June, six performances each, and we can tell you about them.
Okay.
If you have questions.
What is the version of for children on Les Mis? That must be a difficult one to do.
Liz, and I laugh all the time. You know, there's no children's version, really.
Oh.
The school edition is just, it's so funny, Al, because they don't take any of the, it's like things, it's just a shorter version, because the real Les Mis is, about 3 hours.
Right.
This is 2 hours. But there's still choice words in there. They're not changed.
Really?
They don't. It's not like a chorus line where they do, you know, boobs and braces.
because there are some really choice words, especially in the tavern scenes.
Yes. Well, in Master of the House, all those words are in, and in the docs, you know, we laugh and say, you know, we have some sixth graders playing prostitutes, but you know,
them young.
Right, and your granddaughter is
from the mother. The checks from the mothers who say, "Well, I never thought my daughter would be a prostitute this young."
Okay, now you've done this in a way that I believe, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, because I brought Sarah out to Marriott for her to do a filming one day.
Yes.
And what you do is you're filming in certain numbers. You're filming the kids separately, and then putting it all together.
Yeah, Liz, do you want to...
The process at the beginning is all online in Zoom where they're learning music, and they do that all in a group, but they're all online, in their homes. And then once they learn it, everything is totally safe and socially distanced, but they do go one-on-one, with Jeff, who is kind of our orchestrator, and he actually records them one-on-one with, say they take their mask up, but there's plexiglass in between. He wears a mask. He then combines literally 40 children's voices together with an orchestra track. It's an amazing process
wow.
that he's doing. And then once that is done, the next step is they go to the Marriott with Peter Sullivan, who's an employee and associate artistic director there. And he has this company where he takes each child one at a time in front of a green screen
mm-hmm.
and records their part as they're singing to their track. He takes that, and then we have someone who's in charge of Jeff Kmeck, who's in charge of projections. So they literally put all these things together and make almost like a movie of it. It's pretty amazing.
It sounds amazing.
I don't know, honestly, Liz and I have looked around. We don't know if anybody else is doing anything to this capacity. You know, we talked to Peter. Peter's like, I don't know. We're trying to, you know, see if we can get, and with your help, Al, some national coverage on this. Because this is, you know, we're literally filming and recording. And, you know, then we have 40 kids on screen for the Innkeeper's song that are dropped in into like a background with two levels. So it looks like they're on, you know, on a second level in Master of the House and behind, you know, a bar, and they're holding things. I mean, it is. And same thing with Beauty and the Beast Jr. I mean, we've got, you know, these beautiful backgrounds, and we've got, you know, you can see that, you know, the Beast's castle and the interior and Belle's bedroom. I mean, and Be Our Guest, there's, you know, dishes flying in the air, and because we can do animation, a little bit of animation, and it is wonderful. It's a movie.
I've done editing before, and I don't have expensive programs. I think the most I paid was maybe $400. You're talking Hollywood type editing, so this must
We're
have cost
Hollywood type. Yeah, we've got these, Peter Roble and David Sedgwick, we have these two guys, and Peter Sullivan, Peter Marston Sullivan, editing, and Jeff Poindexter, our music guy. So we have four editors total, editing musically and visually, and then we have the projection, Jeff Kmeck. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing his name wrong. Kmeck?
It's Kmeck, Jeff Kmeck.
And Kmeck, yeah, Kmeck. And so that's a lot of people. We also had a choreographer, Carrie Vignelli Rossi, and we had Christina Ray there for Beauty and the Beast, and then Liz and me working on Beauty and on Les Mis, and our friend Lisa Pogowski Sobelman doing Beauty and the Beast, and then David Ganowski, our costume properties and set designer. He didn't do sets for these because we didn't need them.
Right.
He came to each individual filming and costumes. Each child does their hair and makeup. He has a mask and a protective, you know, shield over his face, and he zhuzhes them up, as he says, makes them camera ready, keeps them consistent, and then puts them on camera and does all their costume changes for them. So these kids are getting this wonderful sort of special cinematic, like on camera experience, you know, by themselves, and it feels like they're at a movie shoot. I mean, it's really cool. We're at the Marriott Warehouse. It's just, the whole thing has turned into sort of this really exciting thing for them that they didn't really expect or know. None of us knew what it was going to be like. And when we see some of these little clips that Peter's sending us of Les Mis that he's been editing, it's just so exciting to see the show unfold, you know?
Well, it just sounds exciting. You know, Sarah doesn't tell me a lot about it. You know, she wants me to be like in awe when I see it.
She wants to be surprised.
Yeah.
Well, she wants you to be surprised. I'm very close with Sarah.
Yeah. So when I drove her there, and she said, you can't come in. You can't come in. And I said, well, maybe I'll come and use the bathroom. No, you can't come in. You can't come in.
You can't come in, Grandpa. She's hilarious. I love her.
Yeah.
Mazel tov to Sarah.
Yeah.
She's a terrific kid, and she's playing the old woman. So we have some nice footage of Sarah. She likes playing old characters. It's really funny.
It is kind of funny for her. She's 13 years old.
She wants to be the old woman.
She likes old women.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I was a kid, I played all the old guys. I always played old men because I was. But in my case, it was because I was heavy. And I had I could look like an old man. They put a gray wig on me, and hey, look, he's old.
And there you were, right? Exactly.
And there I was talking like an old man. So when is this going to happen? When are we going to be able to see this result?
So I'm going to give you the dates. So Les Mis is May. I'm actually trying to look it up right now while I'm talking to you because I had the dates in front of me just a second ago and my phone closed. So Les Mis is going to be streaming May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 28th, 29th, and 30th. And Beauty and the Beast is going to stream May 28th, 29th, 30th, and June 1, 5, and 6.
And June 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. June 4th. I can't read. June 4th, 5th, and 6th. Thanks, Liz. And the tickets are on our website right now, which is www.theperformersschool.com. That's two S's in a row. And you can buy tickets for a group of your family members. You can buy a party ticket, or you could buy an individual ticket. And then you stream the show at home.
Very
it's
cool.
It's really like a musical, a movie. I mean, it's really, remember, it's not like you're having a wide shot of a camera on a stage watching live people interact with each other. It looks more like a movie. The quality of what you're looking at looks like a movie, not like a play. Yeah. On
All
the
right.
screen.
Well, I'm ready. Here's the thing. You do me a favor. Make sure that you send me a sheet with all this information so I can post it on my website as well. I'll put a link for your tickets and everything right on there, and I won't tell Sarah. Okay. She's probably listening right now.
Oh, she's probably listening.
I'm sure she is.
Did we forget anything? Did we forget anything, Liz?
No, I don't think so. I think that that's nice that you're offering to do that, and you know this is all going to be. Before we know it, it's going to be end of May, and everyone's going to be able to view it.
Yeah. Time flies.
Time flies. We have auditions for the groups, the ensemble and the troupe that are taking place virtually right now. And you can get information on the website right now. Of course, Sarah has tried out already. She doesn't have to worry about it. But, yeah, she got her video in before her bat mitzvah. But you can send in a video, and all you have to do is look on the website. And you send in a video because our auditions are virtual this year for the group that is... The troupe is the Beauty and the Beast, and the ensemble is Les Mis, and that's the groups. And next year, we're hoping we're meeting live, and that's what we're planning on doing.
Right. Hopefully, you'll be back like a Ravinia doing stuff.
Now, which website is it? Let the people know what website.
Fingers crossed. Yep.
Fingers crossed. Website is, again, www.theperformersschool.com, and the first page has a link to tickets, the buying of the tickets. And you can look under auditions if you want to audition for the ensemble or troupe.
Very good.
Are you finding it, Frank? Because Frank is my right-hand man. They runs to the computer, but he sometimes misspells things.
Oh, yes, big time. I didn't think it was a .com, but now we got it. Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
He got it? All right.
I got it, yes.
All right, we're gonna post it.
School.
Okay. Yeah, you got that
school? Wonderful enough. You need me to send you the dates, or
send me. Okay, they're all on there. Then I'll take it.
Everything is on.
I will grab it from there.
And I can see some great pictures already of what you guys are doing. Okay. So that's great.
All right. So I will.
Yeah, we have some video there too, Frank.
Yeah.
We will post it for you, and we will put the link.
Terrific.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Ladies, you do a great
job.
Thank you
so much.
The kids are always looking forward. I know that Sarah and her friends, all the ones that's all they talk about is working with you. They love it.
Oh, that's nice. Well, we love them.
We love them. We
coach them individually, too. I know Stacey coaches acting, and yes. I'm their voice teacher. We love working with them.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this. This sounds like a great production.
All right, so we'll let people know as we get closer and closer. We will remind them, okay?
Thank you. Perfect. Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
So much.
Have
thank
a good
you
day.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Boy, I can't believe the work that's going to go into the, especially the editing of this.
Well, this whole thing is so professional, and this is, you don't know how what came out of this thing. This pandemic has changed a lot of things. It has created all kinds of new techniques, new things that we've never thought of. Radio shows, more radio shows. And I just watched, and I, before we take a little break here, I got to see a show. I think I sent you a note about it last night.
Are you
from
thinking,
the Kane Repertory?
He knows I'm a week behind on my
mail.
Yeah,
I know. Well, if you even open it, the Kane Repertory Theater is doing a play called Security. And it's a two-person play. My review is up in AroundTheTownChicago.com. The gentleman who, the two gentlemen that are the leads, one gentleman's name is Harsh J. I believe it's Gagume or Gagamol. He's from Chicago. And Eric Roberts. Okay, it's filmed in a way where it's like a play, but it is filmed. So it's pretty much this kind of technique. Takes place in two different times. One is 13 years before the other, but it was right after 9/11 is when the first one was done.
Okay.
And one Eric Roberts plays a security guard, and the other person is a Pakistani. And then 13 years later, they have a second confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing hour of entertainment. I got to tell you. But I also want to give away. Somebody tell me.
You got to come up with a question.
I got a couple of questions before we take the break so people can think a little bit. Okay. Eric Roberts is very, very well known. He has a sister who's pretty well known. If somebody can tell me the sister's name, just call 773-763-9278, and we will give you a prize, depending on what you would like, from our little contest. We are going to have the garages coming back. We ran out of garage down here in Jefferson Park.
Yes.
It's a great sports
bar.
Yeah, great sports bar. All right, so that's one of the questions. Okay, we got Mother's Day and Father's Day are all on their way. So the people, our friends at Personal Fury, whichever way you want to say it, want to give away a gift certificate. And it's a gift certificate worth $25, which gets you a shirt or another gift if you're looking for something. So on the website around the town of Chicago, there is a picture of Frank and I wearing our T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
There are two dogs on my T-shirt.
That's right.
Tell me the name and you get the $25 gift certificate. Okay, so I'll have some other questions coming up in a little bit, but I'm going to take the ones that are calling in right now, right?
Oh, someone's already calling in. Very good.
Okay, we got somebody. Is somebody lit up?
All right, here we go.
Hello there.
Eduardo?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
So the answer is Julia Roberts.
You got it. You're all right. We got you. What area do you live in?
I live in the Midway Airport area.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you come up north? Do you go different places?
Well, yeah. Let me tell you here, because I actually went to Stack and Forth yesterday.
Did you? How'd you like the experience?
It was great. I got a rib sandwich and a chicken breast sandwich. So it was great.
Yeah.
People were sitting outside. I mean, it was raining, but you have a little...
There's an overhang, so you can do that.
Right. You can sit there and have some food. Yeah. And it's right by the L.
Right. You can just say it's an easy place to get to.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very good. Yeah.
Okay, but that's all right. So we got you to Evanston. Now, let's see, where else can I get? I tell you what, we're going to have Jefferson Park, which means you can get there easy, too. We're going to the garage. We're going to send you to the garage. It's a sports bar. It's got an outdoor upstairs. It's really, really nice. It's right here on Milwaukee Avenue. And we'll get your information again, and we'll send you there, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You guys have a good week.
You, too.
Have a good one.
Stay on the line so we can get your information. All right, Jeanette?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. We're doing good. So you have, it looks like you're answering the same question, correct?
Yes, I am. And one of my favorite movies that Eric, when you mentioned Eric Roberts, was The Coca-Cola Kid.
I don't, which
Way
one is the...
Oh, back in the mid-80s, maybe.
Really? He was doing movies back then? I didn't think he was that old.
Yeah.
He looks a little old in this show that I just saw, but I thought he just aged fast. All right, what area do you live in?
I live in the Roscoe Village area.
Oh, my God. Roscoe Village is a great area.
It's a wonderful area.
Yeah, and right now I don't have anything in Roscoe Village, but do you mind going to Evanston? I'd like to send you to Stacked and Folded.
absolutely, I'd go to Evanston.
All right, so we'll stay on the line. We're going to get your information. We're going to send you to our good friends at Stacked and Folded up on Noise, right where you can even hop on the L, take the L, get off, and go downstairs, eat, get it back on the L, and bye-bye, home you go. Or you can walk around Evanston. It's a gorgeous place.
It is.
It's
thank
a
beautiful. So
oh, just stay on. Don't hang
yeah,
up.
Stay though. On. Don't go anywhere.
I won't hang up.
Okay.
Won't hang up.
All right. So what else we got? We got another.
Not
which
yet.
Line
not,
three?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
How come I didn't know the answer to that question?
How come? I don't know.
I don't mean I didn't get the whole question.
All right, we're going to take a break, but let's take line two, and then we'll talk. We'll take the break. Okay, Tom, you're on the line.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I wanted to call because I promised to give you a report on one of your sponsors, Fry the Coop. I won about, well, I don't know, a month or two back, but hadn't been going out because of the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
But last weekend, our buddies got together for our post-pandemic poker game. So I went up and used the gift certificate for that and made everybody happy with a sandwich. And busy place there in Oak Lawn on 95th Street and really friendly folks and wonderful sandwiches there at Fry the Coop.
Well, yeah, I know they are. They're not one of our sponsors, and they have a station though. I think the station gave those away.
Oh, you got
I think that was a WCPT thing. Fry the Coop is opening up one now on Milwaukee Avenue up in my neck of the woods, and the gentleman said once they're open, he does want to participate. So I guess it's a franchise operation. Okay, thank you for that. What area do you live in?
You're in Oak Lawn, right?
I'm far south side. You're Fulman.
Oh, he's far south side.
Far south side.
Far
south side. Okay.
We don't have restaurants out here.
I know. That's all country out there.
Oh, I'm sure there's some places. Okay. Well, if you find any that want to be on the show, send them to me. Just, you know, call it in and let us know. And we'll be happy to call them and find out if they want us to work with them. Okay.
But thanks for calling in. Yeah. We're going to take a break now.
Thank you. We're going to take a little break here. We'll be right back. You're listening to WCPT around the town of Chicago. Want to buy a watch? When I think of watches, I think Howard Frum. Since 1976, Howard has been the watch guy in Chicago. Top quality brands, including vintage Rolex, sales, service. It all awaits you at 5 South Wabash. Just call 312-332-5999. www.howardfrum.com. Not just quality watches. Diamonds and other gems are available as well as repairs. Howard has been my guy for a long time. Let him be yours too. Furniture shopping can be work. In most of the chain stores, one finds people who only want to close the sale. We have found a store that is unique. Ambiance Furniture Outlet in Arlington Heights, a family-owned and operated true outlet store, wants to make you happy. Sam the Man has been in the business for over 40 years, finding quality merchandise from top manufacturers and making the best deals so that you can save up to 70%. Free delivery on the same day of orders over $1,000. Zero interest financing up to 36 months. If you've had some credit problems, Sam says, welcome to the club. He will get you financed. Call Sam direct, 312-877-8666. Ambiance Furniture Outlet is located at 1219 Rand Road in Arlington Heights, next to Tony's Finer Foods. Tell him Al sent you. Busy at work? Busy with kids? Have no time to cook? Or maybe you're tired of planning different meals for each family member? Tired of expensive delivery companies that require membership? The answer is here. The answer is Meal Village. Meal Village, Chicagoland's fresh and local meal delivery service, delivers ready-to-eat meals direct from their local cloud kitchen to your home. Heat and eat in 3 minutes. Meal Village cooks prepared meals from scratch and delivers to over 80 communities around Chicago. There's something for everyone. Entrees, kids' meals, soups, salads, desserts, and even breakfasts. It's easy to order. from their website, www.mealvillage.com, by downloading the Meal Village app to your mobile device, or if you prefer, call 1-888-610-2232. Their friendly and local customer service reps will guide you through placing your order. Meal Village, fresh, local, delivered. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there. And we are back. I want to make sure that I finish about Kane Repertory Theater. What they're doing is doing this video now in hopes that once everything closes, you know, and we can open up again, that they'll be able to have a live place. I never heard of them before.
Yeah.
And what they showed was, it's an hour show that was just dynamite. You didn't feel like you were watching anything. You felt like you were in the room with them in both scenes. You felt like you really were just watching two people go through what should be considered, it's supposed to be like a conversation, but was an interrogation. And it's about security, and it's about the economy, it's about everything. And what happens from that first time and what happens in from that results in what happens at the end. But it's a very tense, very well-written, very well-performed. You're just loving it. And it's available. You go to www.canerepertorytheater.com/box-office. It's worth it. It's $10 for an adult to watch it on your computer. If you're a senior, it's only $8. So, Frank, you can get it for $8. So, there's just so much happening. It's so exciting with all this stuff that's starting to happen again. We did a restaurant. We went to a restaurant Saturday. I'll tell you the little background story to this, because Frank doesn't even know this part of it. But a couple of people called me and told me about a place called Chicago Culinary Kitchen. Now, based on the name, you think it's some fancy-dancy, they're going to have all these pots and pans hanging and this wonderful thing, and you're not going to know what it is. So I contacted them and said, I heard about you, and I'd like to know more about you. And I didn't even think to look online. I know you normally go right away to Google. I'm not a Googler. I'd like to just call people. So it turns out that this is a place that people wait in line for hours to get to the barbecue restaurant to eat the food. They're in a very remote area.
Very remote. Even I got lost.
Yeah, well, but even. Barry, this is in Palatine, just close to Inverness, on the way to Inverness, and it's on Northwest Highway at Quentin Road. It's in a little strip shopping center, and this is temporary. I mean, they've been there for a couple of years, but they're moving to a new location, which will be up further north, in almost to Buffalo Grove, Long Grove area. It's up on where 53 and Lake Cook Road.
Okay.
So it's old 53 and Lake Cook Road in the shopping center there. But they have the end unit where they're adding on to it, and it's a much, much larger space. We're going to go see that place. But what happened was, when I talked to them, they said that, you really, really, really need to taste our food before I can even, I want to give away gift cards on your show. I want to do this, but I don't want you to do anything until you've tasted the food. So why don't you come Saturday morning? I said, okay. He said, come at 10:45 and come in the back door. I said, well, he said, you're going to see why. Well, sure enough, as I pull up in the parking lot, there are people sitting in chairs 6 feet apart from the next person, and they're there to eat. They're there to get food because they are open only on Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. till they run out of food, which is around 2 o'clock in most cases. So unreal. If you look at the website, we will have more information on them in the next week or so. We'll probably have them come on as well. Yeah. We're going to go look at their new place, and we're actually going to televise the TV show.
Yeah, we're going to film it at their place.
At their place. Wait.
Because this is one of the best barbecue, and I know you're a barbecue lover.
I love barbecue.
But this one, just, I never had barbecue like this.
Yeah, now, when you look at the website and you see the picture of this platter of things that we were served, we had my granddaughter and her boyfriend were there with us. This is a different granddaughter. This is an older one who is a graduate of culinary school. Both of them.
Yeah, they're both graduates of culinary school.
And neither of them are in the restaurant business, but they do know food and they do know the preparation. So what they did for us here is they put together a platter of everything. Pretty much everything on the menu except for tacos. And so we had chicken, we had brisket.
There was brisket, there was beef, and there were sandwiches, and there was
a
sausage.
Burger. They had a hamburger that was, hamburgers.
I didn't even try the hamburger. Well, I was so full.
The hamburger was amazing.
And their beans and their macaroni salad were excellent. Yeah,
everything about this place.
Okay. But the way they display it was phenomenal.
Yeah, this is, if you look at the picture, you'll see. They called it the Big Host, but it was really amazing. It's not on the menu. So don't ask for it. Don't try to get it. But what happens is here that you get on their list, and every Thursday night they send you an email telling you what the specials are going to be for Saturday and the specials are going to be for Sunday. Some of the things are unlimited. They don't have a lot. Mm-hmm. So they tell you you cannot pre-order it. Other things you can pre-order. And just pay for it and come and pick it up. You know, they'll call your number and you go get it.
But because even though they had this huge line of people, there were others walking in that already had numbers and stuff and pre-ordered
it's
stuff.
It's all done smoothly. They follow all the guidelines that you can have for health purposes. I got to meet them in the kitchen. I came through the back door. Kitchen is as clean and pristine as I've ever seen.
And I see a hostess that wears high heel shoes and a party dress tells you something.
Yeah, well, they're just it's a family, and they treated us like family, and every customer in there seemed to be like family. So it's Chicago Culinary Kitchen. They're an amazing place. You can check them up on Facebook. They have a food truck that you can rent. They do catering. They're going to be actually this Friday. They're going to be at Phase 3 Bowling Alley in Lake Zurich from 5 p.m. until they run out of food.
But you know what? It's a beautiful place. I have to admit, I was very impressed. But it's not that far of a drive. It took less than 30 minutes from here for me.
Yeah, so no big deal. And the new place will be closer, easier to get to because they're going to be right off 53. So you get off 53 at Lake Hook Road, and boom, you're there.
Yeah, so it's a lot closer.
So it's going to be even closer, and I can't wait.
And I got to see a part of the suburbs I haven't seen in a lot. You know, Irvine's and...
Inverness.
I mean, I saw these brand new mansions going, boy, these neighborhoods have changed.
Everything has changed.
I remember when they were farms and that
right.
was it.
Well, actually, a lot of that was farms. All that, the whole Woodfield was a farm.
Because how did you get to Wisconsin in the early 60s before they built the tollway and 94? Usually you would take Route 12 or
12
14.
Would take you up. Yeah, 12 would take you up to 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd take that up into Lake Geneva and all
and
that
And I remember
stuff.
It was nothing but farms all the way up
all
there.
All the way. So. I mean, even Crystal Lake and McHenry and Woodstock, all that was farmland. Now it's a little more developed, but it's still not, there's still plenty of land there. There's, you know, we have somebody who lives in the neighborhood. He knows that.
He milks the cow before he comes here. Yes.
All right. You know, we talked about Replay last week, and nobody answered the question last week, but I had Replay is coming back to 2833 North Sheffield. and they're through May 16th. That's an open, it's one of these bars that are pop-up bars with all kinds of stuff. And their theme this year is Dunder Mifflin. I asked the question last week. Dunder Mifflin is their theme. From what TV show is Dunder Mifflin? 773-763-9278. I still want to give away some things. So I still have somebody, what the name on the t-shirts gets you a gift to give to somebody. All you got to do is tell me the name on my t-shirt of the two dogs. Okay? Very, very simple. It's in the article as well. Besides, if you can't see it on the t-shirt, if it's on your little phone, you can just read the article. It does say the name. So it's real easy to figure that out. Okay. So I want one more thing to give away. We've got a furniture store that's doing stuff. And he said a lot of people are putting money back into the economy and Father's Day and Mother's Day. So anybody who's planning to look for furniture, if you're going to buy furniture, all you have to do is call. This is an easy one. 773-763-9278. And say, I'm looking for furniture. We will send you a $100 gift certificate to use at Ambiance Furniture.
Boy, and I just bought a sofa 2 weeks ago, you know?
foolish. You should have done it right. Oh, Frank, what are we going to do?
I know. I should know. Before I buy anything or look for anything, I should just call you up. If you find me a sod man, let me know.
Oh, I'll get you a sod man. We'll take care of that. Not a problem. We'll find somebody that does sod work. Okay, so one more thing. Anybody who wants to try Meal Village. So here's what you need to do. You need to go to www.mealvillage.com. Okay. Put in your zip code and see if they deliver to where you live. If they do, call us 773-763-9278. I will take two callers and you will get a $20 gift certificate. There's no contracts, there's no obligations, except you get yourself $20 worth of food,
and you
have it delivered to your house, and enjoy. It's our little gift to you. So let's see, what else can I give away? Well, let's talk about New Faces. Again, 1961, New Faces of 1961. So this is Porchlight Music Theater, again, doing something online. I wonder if the cinematography is going to be, they're going to have all these people doing all these songs, or if they're just going to do one at a time. We'll find out, because that's going to be April 16th. It's going to run from April 16th through May 16th.
Were these New Faces of 1961?
No, the musical, the new faces are New Faces of today.
Uh-huh.
1961 is when all these plays were on Broadway that they're singing songs from. Okay, so none of these faces do you know, and all of them added together are not 61. I don't think they're all young people. They're 18, 20, 21. They're the young, talented people. You know, everybody who goes to Porchlight Theater and you see their shows and you see all these people, all of those people were found at one time when they were young and got a chance to do something. And that's when, if anybody doesn't understand what New Faces back in the 50s and 60s was a real good program where all these young talents got a chance to be exposed to the world on Broadway in variety shows. And there was a whole slew of them, and people like Robert LeClaire and just some of the people who became major stars in our existence all got their start there. Paul Lynde. Mm-hmm. All of those were people who were just starting out. They were just starting out, and they got discovered.
There was nothing but variety shows. They were all over.
Right, yeah. So, you know, but we do know that Porchlight is very, very strong at getting things started and doing things and finding young talent. Michael is very, very good at doing that. All right, so you started reading the book we're going to talk about next week. We're going to have Corey Goodrich with us. She's a local actress, singer, musician. She does it all. She's written her book, and it's called A Folk Song, A Ballad of Death, Discovery, and DNA. She'll be joining us next week, and Frank did read the book already.
Yes, I read it in one day.
Yeah, he thought it was going to be today. So, he was trying to get ahead of the cycle here.
It was an easy 5.5 hours of read.
Yeah.
It was only 330 pages, and exciting book. You know what? I love a book that you can't put down. Because when she catches you right away, she's got you for the rest.
And that's what it was. And you're into somebody's life. You're and you know her. Because you know, here's the thing. We know people, but we don't know them. We know them when we see them perform. Mm-hmm. We know how good they are. We know how great she does her you know, whatever character she's playing. But nobody really knows the inside of somebody until you get exposed like this. And this exposure really opens up eyes to what a person's life is all about and how they got to be where they are.
Yeah. So, you know what? It's a good book. It's worth getting. If you want something that's exciting to read, that really, it really makes you think about a lot of things in your own personal life, because I was actually seeing things of my own parents and grandparents and that. So she really touched on a lot of nerves, which was really interesting.
Yeah, so we'll have her joining us next week. So anybody wants to, this is like we're going to have a book club. If you want to go buy the book and read the book and join us next week, you'll be able to call in, because I'm sure we'll have some little quizzes on that. Big news this week, Mercury Theater is introducing their new artistic director.
Wait a second. I Christopher, thought they were closing.
Listen.
Okay.
Christopher Chase Carter, and they are preparing to reopen. Not just the Mercury, but all the restaurant, the other theater.
Even next door to Cabaret, too?
Venus, and it looks like a restaurant. So it looks like they're going forward. Scared us that they closed, but they are not going to be closed forever. They are in the process of putting it all together right now. And he will be the artistic director. The board will still have everybody who was there.
Oh, so everybody that was it before the artistic director, now that will still be there. Just going to bring in
and
a new
Walter,
one.
Yeah, Walter is going to be there. Eugene is still going to be there. And Shane Marie Corcoran will be the managing director.
Oh, okay.
The old Corcoran family that had the restaurant to begin with. So that's really good news. We'll get more information as we see what kind of schedule and what's happening. For people looking for something this evening at 6 p.m., Northwestern University's Wirt Center is on YouTube doing one of their story times. They're doing the tale of the Shimigong. The Shimigong. Young Shimigong is given a chance to cure her father's blindness. She takes it. That's what it's a magical journey that goes beyond what Shimigong or anyone else could ever imagine. It's great characters, illustrations by Peach Sahasu Kul, and music by Julia Rao. All you got to do is go to Northwestern University. And you'll be able to go. You just go online, and you'll be able to get there.
You're as bad as me when it comes to slaughtering certain
words.
Well,
when they do names like that, we can't do anything about it. Okay, this is Roscoe Village Restaurant Week.
Oh, okay.
Just Roscoe Village is doing.
They have that many restaurants?
Evidently, they have it. Evidently, there's 14 or 15.
Really? They must be well hidden.
Yeah, they are. Well, they're all along Roscoe Street. I would imagine they're all on Roscoe's. Okay, so everybody who goes to Roscoe Village, and now Lesud is open, and she's running everything, and hopefully very soon we'll be giving away some Lesud gift certificates. We'll have some contests doing that.
Does she still use those pods outside?
But they're not pods. They're igloos.
The igloos.
They're igloos.
You were at a great restaurant that had igloos this week too. The one up wherever I drove near Mount Prospect.
Oh yeah, we went to a place in it wasn't Mount Prospect. I'm going to talk about that next week.
Oh, okay.
We got a little something going on. All right, so what do we have?
Don't take it.
Okay. We're down to our last minute anyway.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So we can't.
We still have prizes to give away next week.
Yeah. Who is it? Okay, so that's for somebody for the next show.
That's okay. For the next show.
All right, well, I'm looking. Sorry, I just that name looks familiar.
Remember the last time you did it, you gave away free food to a congresswoman.
Okay. she got in trouble?
No, I don't know if she did. It was not a bribe. We didn't ask her to do anything.
No, we didn't ask her to do a thing. So there's a lot of things happening. We got some seconds to say thank you, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Around the town, Chicago. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.